This is edition number 2353 of Dairon's Journal, the Teignbridge Talking Newspaper, bringing you the news from the Teignbridge edition of the Mid-Devon Advertiser, the Teignmouth Post and the Dawlish Gazette for the week ending Thursday the 4th of July. Hello, I'm Brian, and reading with me today are Jean and Janet, and our sound engineer is Doug. Well, by the time you're listening to this, we shall have a new government, and I hope that if you wished to do so, you were able to cast your vote without too much difficulty. What the coming years will bring, who knows? So I think we'd better concentrate on what's happening in the here and now. I'm afraid we have one piece of sad news. I'm sure many of you will remember a reader called Vicky, though she's not read with us for some time due to ill health. Her condition recently got unexpectedly worse, and she passed away at the end of last week. Vicky was a lovely person to work with, and we shall all miss her. The other is an announcement from RNIB, who have announced that they are recalling the wireless charging pads for the RNIB Accord USB player. It has a model number DH472. The wireless charging pad may in some instances overheat and cause a fire. The charging pad supplied with the RNIB Accord player is disc-shaped with a clear plastic outer part and a red and black inner part containing the words Fantasy Wireless Charger. I must emphasise that this is nothing to do with the Sovereign player, which may have been supplied to you by us, but if you have an RNIB Accord player, which came from RNIB, please check whether this warning applies to your device. In the meantime, local news continues to happen, and this week's main stories are Take Care Signs for Trip Hazard, that's all about Queen Street, in Teignmouth and Dawlish, the sky's the limit, and also in Teignmouth, new town banking facilities have opened. This is track one. Track two contains the track listing as usual for this week. The headline stories will be on track three.